Hello, Nashville, and welcome to NPL Means Business. My name is Bailey. I'm the adult librarian of the Donaldson branch.
And I'm Corey. I'm the manager at the Goodlettsville branch.
And we are here with Clifton Harris, president and CEO of the Urban League of Middle Tennessee. Clifton, how are you doing today?
Great. Great day. Great day to be alive.
That's right. That's right. We're going to head on right into these questions.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, first, I'm just a kid from the tobacco fields of North Carolina. All right. I grew up in the Raleigh-Durham area, a little town called Cary. Went to Cary High School there and then went to St. Augustine's University, where I got my undergraduate degree in business administration and marketing. And then I made my way, you know, to Tennessee. Met a young lady and fell in love. And,
that's how it goes.
And I've been in Tennessee now for the last 43 years. And we have two adult, adorable children and a nephew and all that we raised of our own and as our own. And they have all given us seven beautiful grandchildren.
Wow. That's awesome. That's a big house. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history. Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds. All right. So, Clifton, we're talking about Urban League of Middle Tennessee today.
Yeah.
So what is the Urban League of Middle Tennessee?
So the Urban League of Middle Tennessee is one of the oldest civil rights organizations in the country. Nationally, the Urban League is 115 years old. Okay. Wow. Locally, we are 57, you know, celebrating 57 years of service to Middle Tennessee. Our work is about empowering communities and changing lives, and we do that through workforce development, making sure that people have access to livable wage jobs and economic development. And we carry that out by making sure that small businesses are able to scale their businesses yep. and run profitable and productive businesses. And then, of course, you know, we get into educational work and social justice work as well. But at the end of the day, it's about economic development and workforce development.
Very cool.
Yeah. Those are awesome.
That's my story, at least, and I'm sticking to it.
We'll take it. The Urban League helps underserved communities in many ways.
Right.
What are some of the programs that the organization offers?
So we offer programs to help people find get access to livable wage jobs. Our mission mm-hmm. is to make sure that African Americans and other disenfranchised groups gain access to economic self-reliance, power, parity, and civil rights. And so we believe that everyone should have access to a livable wage job, because when they have a livable wage job, they can solve their housing problems, mm-hmm. daycare problems, health care problems, transportation problems.
Kind of fix a lot of the problems.
Right, kind of fix a lot of the problems. You know, because when you on fixed income or limited income, you get scrutinized against, you get discriminated against. You know, so.
Yeah.
But when you earn the income that you can afford to earn mm-hmm. based on your skill sets, then your quality in life, you know, tremendously improves. And so if it takes $80,000 a year to live comfortably in Nashville, and it does,
yeah. mm-hmm.
that's not $15 an hour, you know,
right?
That's $41, $42 an hour. And so we teach that if you're going to make that kind of money, you got to go to school and major in something that's going to pay you a premium for your degree, or you need to find your trade.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And go to work.
So let's talk a little bit about the Next Level program.
Sure.
I scoured your website and found a bunch of stuff. So, so what is the program? And if an entrepreneur wants to participate, what business concepts will they learn?
So we have two aspects in all of the Next Level program. We have a co-starter program, which is for those individuals that and thinking about being entrepreneurs,
okay.
right? Make sure they're answering all the right questions, or at least have all the right components, you know, mm-hmm. or tools, if you will. The Next Level program is designed for those companies that are doing $100,000 a year in gross revenue, and they have at least two employees. And there we teach them how to work on their business and not just in their business.
Right. Yeah.
And working on their business requires them to have a business plan, right? Requires them to have a marketing strategy, requires them to have a business pro forma so that they know the numbers, they know their products, they know their competitors. So it teaches them, it's a streetwise master's level MBA program that is accredited.
Yeah.
And we've, across the state of Tennessee, we've helped more than 120 small businesses, and some of them are doing phenomenal work. And new contracts now to the tune of about $30 million a year.
That is incredible.
All, collectively for about 10 or 12 of those businesses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, so it's a 7-month program. Very intense on Monday. You have to be there.
Yeah.
Right?
No online option for this one?
Well, all of that is online.
It's online. Okay.
It's online with an instructor, a certified instructor. And so they do it online through Zoom. Mm-hmm. You know? And, yeah, we've had some great businesses that have come through there, like Oye Coffee, you know, as an example.
Yeah,
and Sweet Treats. You know? So, yeah.
One question about that. So if I were interested in you know, taking part in Next Level, how do I get involved with it? How do I sign up? What are
the requirements? So you call the office and you talk to someone, and they'll get you an application, and you can go online, fill out the application, and submit it to us. And you have to show proof, you know, that, you know, you are in business.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
And that you are running a profitable business. And your gross revenue is $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
And you have at least 2 employees. Okay. Because in the African American community, we try to make sure that when the business owner retires, that the business doesn't retire.
For sure.
Or when the business owner dies, the business doesn't die. And so how do you generate that ongoing generational wealth?
Yeah.
And so we teach people how to get their business, you know, to the point where they can sell it, or if it goes up big enough, they can go to an initial public offering, go public, and become a part of the stock market.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
too.
That is cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So since we're on the programs y'all offer, there's another one, the RED Academy, Red Academy.
Red Academy, Real Estate Developers Academy.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that one.
So the Real Estate Developers Academy, powered by Amazon, is a program that helps individuals, specifically people of color, African Americans, become successful real estate developers. And it teaches them how to be good at their craft, how to know their numbers, know the law around real estate development, teach them to network, and gives them access to capital. And so right now, we have graduated 1 cohort of participants. We're in our 2nd cohort. They graduate in December.
Okay.
And so there's a total of 22 collectively. And between all 22 of the folks and all entities that have come through the Real Estate Developers Academy, they now have $550 million worth of real estate development going on.
Wow.
Which will produce over 1,400 units of housing that will go all the way down to 30% of area median income.
Wow. That's incredible.
So, yeah, we're really excited about, you know, the work that they're doing. And it is a 2-year course.
2 years, okay.
You have to have a 95% participation rate. You have to have already been in some aspect of the real estate business,
mm-hmm.
whether it's as a real estate agent or as a construction company. Or flipping houses, you know, what have you.
Sure, yeah. So some kind of experience.
Some type of experience. When we do everything from multifamily to single family to hotel conversions and what have you. So it literally teaches them 3 things: how to be technical about their craft, how to network, and how to put together a capital stack, right? And you got to know your numbers.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Yeah.
And so on average, when people started with us, they were doing 5, maybe, if they're lucky, 10 houses a year. Now, on average, they're doing 71 to 78 houses a year, right?
That's a big jump.
And it's all about scaling, mm-hmm. because the same planning you have to do for 5 houses is the same planning you have to do in all for 230 units of housing.
Yeah.
And so this program has gained a lot of momentum. It's gotten national recognition,
mm-hmm.
and we just launched our first satellite Real Estate Developers Academy in Newport News, Virginia. Hampton, Virginia, Virginia.
Cool. That's very cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Yeah, so is that just here at the Middle Tennessee chapter?
Middle Tennessee chapter, and the National Urban League has given us the green light to go to other chapters across the country.
Wow.
So we're looking at Arkansas, we're looking at Tampa, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania and all to start. And so we're really excited about that.
So you said the program lasts for 2 years. Meet weekly or
they meet every week. They alternate between meeting in person and meeting virtually. So it's every Wednesday.
Okay.
It's for 4 hours.
Wow.
It's a big commitment.
Yeah,
because if they had to pay for it, they would pay in excess of $360,000 and all for this training.
Mm-hmm.
And when they finish, they have completed 265 hours of course time.
Wow.
So that's a degree.
That's a
degree plus some.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is absolutely awesome. One question we ask all of our guests here on the podcast, what's one piece of advice you'd give to someone starting out as an entrepreneur or small business owner?
Don't forget to work on your business and not just in your business. A lot of people work in their business and they forget to work on their business. And what I mean by that is your website, maybe your front porch, maybe the first introduction that people may have to your company, right? You got to have your books set up right. You may know your product and you may be out there selling, you can sell it, but for every sales, there's a transaction that has to be recorded, you know? So making sure to know that your books are together so that you can then go and get access to capital, you know, right?
Sure.
Invest in yourself. Go out and learn the market, you know. You can be so focused in your work sometimes that you forget to look up and realize there's a whole world out there and all that could use your services, but you got to figure out and know how to get to them. And so what I mean by working on your business is just that, you know, learn how to work on your business. You know, like for instance, coming in here and doing the podcast is working in the business, but working on your business is how do you get your podcast out and to the listening audience and stuff, right? What's going to make them listen and stuff. So that would be my advice to small entrepreneurs, or people that want to be entrepreneurs, is start off right, If you want me to Cash App you, that's not really a legitimate business.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What's some ways we can get in touch with you or the Urban League?
So you can contact our office at 615-254-0525 or go to our website at www.ulmt.org. And it'll tell you everything that we do, all the programs that we have, from our career exploration programs for our youth to our youth employment program where we actually pay employers. To hire youth between the ages of 14 to 24.
Okay.
And they pay the payroll taxes and the workers' comp, and we put the first $16 an hour on the table for them. And so I've been writing some nice, substantial-sized checks to major companies across the state of Tennessee. So, that's a program. We have a golf tournament that we do every year, about 40 teams out at the Hermitage. We're getting ready to have our annual meeting, so they can go to our website and sign up to attend our annual meeting at the Titan Stadium in the Wesley Mortgage Center, where I will give the State of the Urban League address. So, there's different ways. You can find us on all the social media handles as well. So we try to reach out to people in various audiences and get the word out about who the Urban League is and what we do, because we serve all people. And I don't want your listening audience to think, we just serve African Americans. We serve all people, But we're very intentional about reaching out, to different people groups, too, because everybody has needs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Clifton, for being on the show today.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Yeah.
It's been lovely. Y'all made it easy.
This has been great. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Nashville, for listening again. This is MPL Means Business. I am Bailey with the Donaldson Branch Library here with.
And I'm Corey from the Goodlettsville Branch.
And I'm Clifton signing out.
Signing out.
Nice.
Thank you, Clifton.
All right.
Thank you.